In a grove of birch and cottonwood trees between Anchorage's Mountain View neighborhood and the Glen Highway, camp resident Caesar Carberry is working hard outside of his tent.
My mom would be pretty proud of me if she saw this.
Carberry's calloused fingers rub down the bottom of a skateboard deck with a hand sander. He says it'll take him about an hour to get the old paint off before he draws and paints an original design on the bottom. He'll screw in the trucks and wheels and sell it for $40. His business even has a name.
A1 Never Bored. You're never bored if, you know, you're on a skateboard. You always got something to do. And it kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Scattered around his spacious tent are buckets filled with spare skateboard parts, tools, and a full-size ceramic statue of a panther. There's no trash other than some scrap metal, and his 24 skateboards are lined up neatly on a tarp-covered awning outside of his tent. But this isn't how he wants his 8-year-old son to look at him.
Because he'll ask me, like, you know, you going back to the tent? And I'm like, oh, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. I want, hey, you going back to your shop? Or you going back to your house?
Working on this business isn't something Carberry could do if he were in a shelter where personal belongings are limited to the size of a plastic tote. Other campers say issues like PTSD or claustrophobia keep them out of shelters. They say the camaraderie they've developed in the camp community is more valuable than the security of a 24-hour shelter. That reality is a problem for Anchorage policymakers who want people in shelters where they have easier access to services like mental health care and housing support. In a nearby tent, 28-year-old Devin Felton pulls out a camp chair and sits down for an interview. The Vancouver, Washington native is pencil thin and his jeans sag below his waist.
I moved down here because of some family struggles, and I've moved away from here 3-4 times, and something about Alaska just keeps bringing me back. I love music and dancing and cooking.
He competes in rap battles and melts down metal he finds in dumpsters to make jewelry, but his talents don't pay much. He's looking for more consistent work as a landscaper, but he hasn't had much luck lately.
It's kind of a stigma when you tell someone that's hiring that you're homeless. I don't know how to describe it. They look at you different.
Felton loves the community he's found at camp. They look out for one another. But he's in the process of moving. About a week ago, the city came to the lot, which the city uses as a snow dump in the winter, and posted white paper signs on the trees. The signs gave the legally required notice to dozens of campers there that they'd have to pack up within 10 days.
Since we got the eviction, I've been trying to get box after box out of here. It's not that easy. We got to take pretty much one thing at a time if we don't have a wagon or a cart or something.
The abatement process costs the city hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, and it forces campers to spend hours packing up and moving their belongings, usually to new campsites, every few years or months. The campers here say despite the hardships, it's still better than shelter. Camper Elshaniqua Durfee.
Just because I'm an adult, I don't think I should have an 11 o'clock curfew to be inside of a building because this person is drunk or this person has mental health issues. I'm supposed to just kind of be quiet and let them react or behave however they'd like to. So I'm not really good with getting along with people.
She says at the Mountain View snow dump, she can hide away in her tent if she starts to feel overwhelmed by the crowds. And she says, pointing to the leaves fluttering above her tent, it's a beautiful way of living.
When the fall hits, all these trees change all different colors, and it's just quiet enough to where at night, that highway sounds like an ocean.
She hopes to enjoy it for a few more days before moving on to a new campsite. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.